We are going to welcome 7 new people into membership at Grace Bible Church. But before we do that, I want to say a few words about church membership here at Grace and why we do this. Church membership was initiated back in 2007 by the elders, and we had 2 objectives in mind when we did this. First, we wanted to promote the unity of the body, and secondly, we wanted to protect the members of this body. Formal church membership is a tool, and it's a tool that we hope does this by doing this primarily, by removing assumptions. First of all, by removing assumptions of what the elder board believes and practices, and second, by removing assumptions between individual members within this body, assumptions about the content of the gospel, assumptions about how we live the Christian life, and how we are to treat one another in this body. Formal church membership also helps us to positively identify 2 other things: the doctrine that our church embraces and the key biblical convictions that we hold. When we do this, we can then unite our lives together, and we can protect ourselves through corporately committing to the key beliefs, the biblical convictions, and how we live out our Christian life together. These 3 things, our key beliefs, our biblical convictions, and how we live out the Christian life, are the primary content of a 4-week membership class that we hold here at Grace. Each of those that we're going to welcome into membership this morning has completed that class, and they've also had an elder interview where they've professed their faith in Christ, and they've given testimony of their repentance towards Christ and towards Christ alone. And after completing those interviews, the elders unanimously approve each of these 7 people for membership in this body. So what is left for these to do now is to stand with our current members and recite together our church's covenant. Our church's covenant is a summary of what the gospel says we should do and how we should view this church and how we should live with one another in gospel unity. And reading aloud the church covenant allows us to renew our commitment to each other and to the Lord. It's also an opportunity to visibly express our unity with one another around the gospel. One thing we want to make clear here is what our heart is not in all of this. Our heart in all of this, in standing and reciting the church covenant for the members, is not to make anybody feel awkward or to make them feel guilty or to make them feel offended at all. Rather, our heart here simply is just to allow the current members of this church to show their unity with the new members who are becoming members today. So standing aloud and reading the covenant, if this creates an offense for you, if you have questions about this practice or why we do this just for members only, the elders would love to hear from you. After the service, you'd be happy to hear from you and share with you biblically where we're standing on that. If you're interested in taking the membership class, we do offer membership classes periodically through the year. The purpose there, again, is to learn more about the church. You can let us know that by indicating your interest on the registration card or by contacting the church office. That way we know when to offer another class when there's sufficient interest in membership again. So at this time, what we would like to do is call up the new members together, and the members will stand and read the church covenant. So I'd like to call up Trevor and Kelsey Brentz. Yeah, come on up this way. Trevor and Kelsey, thank you. And you can just stand over on this side. We have Mark and Lori Carlson. And their family. They have 4 wonderful children. That's Mark, that's Lori. Okay, good. We have Corey Gilmore. We have Eric Gilmore. And finally, we have Heather Turner. All right. Okay, so let's display the church covenant, and we'll turn around, all the members stand, and we will read the covenant together. Okay. humbly trusting that God has graciously brought us to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and having been baptized upon our profession of faith in the name of the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we do now, in dependence upon God's gracious help, solemnly enter into covenant with one another. We will pray for and be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the Church, being a peacemaker with all in the Church. We will walk together in brotherly love, exercising an affectionate care and watchfulness over each other, faithfully encouraging, admonishing, and treating one another as occasion may require, seeking with tenderness and sympathy to bear each other's burdens and sorrows, being slow to take offense and quick to forgive and reconcile with one another. We will strive for the advancement of this church for Christ's sake, not by forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, by remaining faithful to God's word concerning our biblical doctrines, church discipline, the Lord's table, and believers' baptism, by exercising the spiritual gifts given to us as members of the body of Christ, by giving cheerfully and sacrificially to support the gospel ministry of the church as it extends both into this community and the nations. We will seek to live boldly as witnesses for Jesus Christ where God has placed us, living a transformed life and proclaiming the gospel, that the mission of Christ might advance in this world. We will preserve in raising our children under God's watchful care, that they might, by His grace, repent and believe in the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. We will, if we move from this church, as soon as possible, unite with another local church where we can obediently live under God's word in fellowship and where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant in the body of Christ.